Could you introduce yourself and say a little about your arts education context?
So my name is Jude Brown, and I have been an art teacher for this is 16 years now, and I have just completed the Masters of Education, Learning and Teaching in the Arts at the Royal Conservatoire.
Can you say a little about why you applied for the MEd program?
So basically I had been a principal teacher of art for 6 years, and my school was being closed down as part of a merger system, and I was going to be losing my position as head of department. And I just felt that for my own career progression, for my own self-worth as well, to be honest, is that I wanted to still be doing something of value and something that was going to challenge me and something that was going to be good in the CV and potentially within education, principal teacher positions are kind of becoming few and far between, and I'm not too sure I'm interested in faculty. So I thought by maybe having a master's, that might open up opportunities for me down the line in colleges or universities if I so wished. So, yeah.
Could you describe your journey through the MEd?
In one word, it would be hectic. I don't know. It probably seems a bit ridiculous to say it was bigger than I expected. I mean, it was a master's, so I knew it was going to be big. But I suppose I foolishly thought, oh, part time, that'll be totally doable, and it has been totally doable because I've done it. But I certainly, it made me work for it for sure. But it has been really interesting. I've really loved the content that I've learned. I've loved the people that I've met through it and the connections that I've made. And I love that it's challenged and changed my mindset. I think it's made me think about the arts in a different way. It's made me look at things that I would never have considered before. I've always been proud to be involved in arts education, but I think that's taken it to the next level now that I really feel that I am doing something of worth and that the arts really are worth fighting for. And I think that's something that I'm definitely have taken away from. And it's something that I think I'm definitely quite vocal about now with colleagues and people within my profession.
What did you focus on for your final project?
Creativity, which was, I think I've kind of said that from the very beginning when I did my interview for the course, and I said I was really interested in creativity and what is it and how do we assess it. And then I knew from my final project that obviously creativity is far too broad a topic to try and hone it down, and I did it as best as I could, I felt, but I kind of wanted to look at what is creativity, but generally how can it be taught, or is it something innate that you either have or you don't have, or actually that's not really good enough to say that, because teaching, being in the arts education, we have to encourage and nurture creativity. So it was looking at how best can we do that, and also wanting to show that it wasn't exclusive to the arts, that creativity was a mindset and it was something that could be nurtured and developed in every department within a school.
And what impact did this have in your practice as an arts educator?
Definitely, it's made me look at the courses that I'm teaching. It's made me quite literally change how I teach a class. I think before I was teaching in quite a prescriptive way. It was, I watch me do this and then copy me do this. And yeah, you put your own style into it and do your own version of it. But essentially, these are the steps that you need to take. And I think that's really challenged me on that. And it's probably given me a heck of a lot more work at work, because I've thought I need to go and readdress this. But I think very much I'm now much more open to young people bringing their own thoughts and feelings to it. And I'm a bit more like, yeah, let's run with it and let's give that a go. And if that works, then it works. And if not, then okay, we'll go a different avenue. But I definitely think it's made my job a bit more interesting. I think I'm seeing some more interesting results from the young people, and I definitely think it's making certain pupils more engaged with what they're doing, because they're getting that little bit more freedom to they feel they're being trusted. Like, actually, do you know, I've had a thought and this teacher's trusting me to give it a go. So
So if you, in summary, what's changed as a result of you studying the MEd then?
So what's changed in terms of me personally or in my profession?
You've already articulated some of those ones, but also thinking the bigger changes that might have impacted.
For me, definitely, I say other changes I would say are that it's made me want to, I definitely want to progress in my career, but maybe it's made me more willing to look at other opportunities that I might not have before. I feel that before I would have said that I wasn't really interested in the sort of admin and paperwork and legislation side of things, but actually now I feel I actually am a wee bit more interested in that. I think I want to be, I think I'd be a lot more vocal, or I'd be more willing to speak up about the importance of arts and things like that. And I'm already quite involved with SQA, but I think if more opportunities arose in that, and I certainly know there's going to be a big shake-up of Scottish education and SQA over the next year or so, and I would like to try and be more involved with that.
Thank you very much.